This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are encouraging others to vote early. Democratic Party Chair in Brown County, Christy Welch, is also a candidate for the 88th Assembly District.
Take advantage of early voting. It ensures that your vote is cast. If there's bad weather, if something comes up in your personal life and you're not able to cast your vote on Election Day, that would be a tragedy.
Check with your local municipality for early in-person voting locations in your city or visit civicmedia.us/vote. For information. The attorneys appointed Tuesday to represent Jesse Vang immediately filed a motion to postpone Vang's preliminary hearing scheduled this week. Attorneys Jeffrey Jensen and Joel Mogren said they need time to prepare and to meet with Vang. Vang is charged with repeated acts of child abuse causing death and hiding a corpse in connection to the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County DA Jacqueline LeBray has not formally replied to the motion. Officials evacuated Two Rivers High School yesterday afternoon after receiving a bomb threat. The incident happened at about 3:20 when many of the students and staff had already left or were in the process of leaving school. Two Rivers Police, along with numerous other agencies, including the Outagamie County Sheriff's and Green Bay Police Bomb Detection Canine Units, helped in the search. No explosive devices were found. Officials believe the threat was made by overseas scammers. The Green Bay City Council will weigh in on the dispute between the Green Bay Packers and the city over the lease for Lambeau Field this afternoon at City Deck Court. The issue is extending the lease for Lambeau beyond 2032. The Packers want to extend the lease by 30 years and spend $1.5 billion on improvements and maintenance, but in exchange, they want the city to keep the rent flat. The city said that would amount to about a $30 million loss. Meanwhile, a hearing in the lawsuit over what will happen to the Packers Heritage Trail Monument at the corner of Washington and Cherry in downtown Green Bay is scheduled for October 30th. The city wants the statues removed so a luxury apartment complex can be built on the site. Packers Heritage Incorporated filed suit to keep the display in its current location, a location they thought was permanent. A judge signed a temporary restraining order last week to prevent the city from removing the statues pending a court hearing. What used to be known as Old Fort Square on North Broadway in Green Bay gets a new identity and a new look. The city held a ceremonial groundbreaking for the Green Bay Public Market Tuesday. The $18.3 million project is expected to have a $65 million annual economic impact. Originally, the plan was to have the public market open and ready to go for the NFL draft in April. However, officials say it now will open closer to summer of 2025. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably,
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Holland was in the news last week with an update about a new Spider-Man film for he and his girlfriend Zendaya. He's a busy guy, as Variety is reporting Holland will be added to the new Christopher Nolan film opposite Matt Damon. As usual with Nolan films, the plot is being kept under wraps, so not much is known about Holland's role. The film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and is expected to hit theaters July 17th of 2026. Who's ready for a Paula Abdul, Eddie Griffin film? A statement wouldn't have excited me even in 1998. However, the two are stars of the new film Raging Midlife opposite brothers Taylor and Nick Costa, who also wrote the script. The story follows two friends obsessed with 80s wrestler Raging Abraham Lincoln. The Hollywood Reporter says the film will drop in early 2025 after its premiere at the Austin Film Festival later this month. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character and, in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well-produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothée Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothée Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in LA, and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. Tonight will be clear and cold with a low of 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 with a chance of showers tomorrow night. After that, we're headed into a sunny, pleasant, fall-like weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.